We are talking today about one of the more well-known Sfarim in the world of Chassidus, and I want to speak about it, and I want to really share an insight of his about Purim, and try to give you at least one way that if I'm learning Tushas Levi, the way that I learn it. Tushas Levi is written by Reb Levi Yitzchak from Berdichev, the Berdichever. He is a major, major figure in Torah Chassidus. He's in like the third generation, meaning the Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem of the Talmud, the Maggid of Mezrich, who was like the Rebbe of so many of the great names of that generation. And one of his Talmidim was the Kedushas Levi, of Levi Yitzchak from Berdichev. The Kedushas Levi wrote, we have a couple of different Sfarim of his. We have him on Pirkei Avos, we have him on Zichronos. We also have him on Chumash and Moedim. Chumash and Moedim. Chanukah and Purim, I believe, were the first sections which really came out. And he is one of these like monumental figures in Torah Chassidus. He's known for a couple of things, and then we'll speak about his Sefer. He's known, it happens to be initially in his life, he actually had some struggles because as a chassid at that early time in history, so he was, I think he was chased out of one town for being chassidic. I think Akhne Kachet Noam Elimelech said about Levi Yitzchak, said Levi Yitzchak getting chased out of town, it's not the most surprising thing. There's always opposition to big people. Hare Nimrod threw Avram into a Kivshan Ha'esh. That meaning that certain comparison there as far as like the godless of, he was a big person. He's most identified, I think, what people know as far as like the folklore about Levi Yitzchak is he's the great defender of Klal Yisrael. Levi Yitzchak could only see the good in the Jewish people, and he perceived, again, forget his Sfarim for a second, as far as the stories that are told over, you know, he could always see Klal Yisrael. He could see Klal Yisrael, you know, in a very good light. Like the famous Maisa, a little bit of the guy who's sitting outside fixing the wheels on his wagon and oiling it up, and he's wearing his talis and tefillin, you know, clearly like a little bit of a bizayo into talis and tefillin to walking out and say, that's what you're doing. Maybe it's like saying, you know, Rebbeinu Shel, how beautiful is Klal Yisrael? Like, even when they have to fix their wheels, like they want to wear talis and tefillin. And the opportunity to sort of see everything the Jewish people did and to perceive it in a certain kind of positive, in a certain kind of positive light. His Sefer is a Sefer which in many ways is popular for a simple reason. There are many people that are drawn a little bit to learning Sfarim on Torah Chassidus. Many Chassidus Sfarim are written on the Parsha. Kedushas Levi is a Sefer in the Parsha. So I want to learn Chassidus. If I want to learn it like in a very systematic way, maybe I'm going to learn Tanya. If you're looking for something nice on the Parsha to give a little bit of his Oris or a nice idea, so Kedushas Levi is safer as people often learn. Why do they learn Kedushas Levi? Well, it's pretty early and authentically from the world of Chassidus. It also happens to be that there are some Chassidus Sfarim that are very heavily Kabbalistic. There are some Chassidus Sfarim that are, you know, it's hard to get through a line or two where there's not Kabbalistic insights in play. But Levi Yitzchak has some of that. He does have some of that. But in many ways, he also has more accessible pieces. He also has pieces of various lengths. So you can learn a Sefer on Parsha. You can look at Parsha Tetzaveh, and you'll find some shorter pieces and some longer pieces, each with a bit of a different style. And depending on what you're looking for, so you can learn it in Kedushas Levi, and you can find insights that are nice, positive insights, and you can find insights also that are very much intriguing and very worthwhile to know. That's Kedushas Levi. One of the things that Levi Yitzchak does, and I want to talk about two things, and we're going to learn one piece together very briefly. I'll tell you, again, one thing I do in learning, which I think helps, I try to do it when learning Chassidus, which I think helps in this context also, and that is the following. He's very good at innovative reads of psukim. Many of us know that Chassidim don't always read psukim with a rigorous connection to the world of Pshuto Shel Mikra. It's not what they're always interested in doing. So you're looking at a pasuk, looking at an insight. They will often respond to problems noted in the world of pshat, but their answers can come based on other ideas, based on mystical ideas, based on Ramazim, based on drush. And it's a very beautiful thing that Chassidim sometimes have the capacity to be able to do in describing their certain insights. Reb Levi Yitzchak, as Chassidus from that era, also does speak a decent amount about the sort of tension, which is found in a lot of Chassidim. Your tension is speaking about all of Klal Yisrael, the holiness of every single Jew, but also talking about the unique role of tzaddikim. And Chassidim, many of them, especially from the Maggid of Mezrich, you know, in a certain kind of scene, normally Melech most intensely, play up the role of the tzaddik. And that the tzaddik influences the world
when the tzaddik is doing things, that impacts everything else around. And they often interpret psukim in light of those kinds of ideas. So I want to learn with you two psukim in Megillas Esther. And I'll tell you again, the psukim are as follows. The psukim say in Parak Ches of Megillas Esther, psukim that we all really know, I think. U'mordechai yatzim lefnei ha-melech, b'levush malchus tcheles v'chor, v'ateres zahav gedola, v'tachuk butzv argaman. Mordechai leaves in front of Achashverosh, and he's totally, totally dressed up as a chashuv leader. V'ha'ir Shushan sa'ala v'samecha. And the city of Shushan is very, very happy. The next pasuk, la Yehudim haisa ora v'simcha v'sason v'yikar. And for the Jews, there was ora, there was light, there was simcha, there was sason, whatever that means. We spoke about it a couple months ago in v'yikar. There's a lot going on for Klal Yisrael. Now, what Hasidim will sometimes do, for many Mefarshim, is they'll quote a pasuk, and they'll quote psukim or gemaras, and interpret them in fairly innovative ways. To appreciate sometimes what they're doing, it becomes very helpful to know, how did other people understand these psukim? What did other people do with these psukim? And what was like the unique chap that this particular rabbi, this particular tzaddik, happens to have used? So as follows. The Mefarshim are bothered by a question. The Ibn Ezra already relates to this, which is as follows. Mordechai comes out. V'ha'ir Shushan sala v'samecha. What does that mean? Mordechai comes out and the whole city of Shushan is happy. Then, la'yehudim ha'isa ora v'simcha v'sason v'yikar. Wonders some of the Mefarshim, who is happy when Mordechai finally emerges successful? Is it la'yehudim ha'isa ora for the Jews? Or v'ha'ir Shushan sala v'samecha sounds like who else is happy? Everyone in the city of Shushan is happy that Mordechai came out. But why would that be? Va'ir Shushan, why is everyone happy? Because B'nai Yisrael, the Jewish people, won. I get La'ihudim Haisa or B'simcha, but why is everybody, presumably, why is everybody happy? So the Ibn Ezra says, who is Va'ir Shushan? Tesham Ha'ihudim. What it means is the Jews in Shushan were really happy when Mordechai came out. And that's why, La'ihudim Haisa Ora V'simcha V'sason V'kar. That's why everyone on some level, the Jews, they were the ones that were really happy about the Purim miracle. Others less so, just in Shushan. There were lots of Jews there. That's why in the city of Shushan, where the Jews were, they were very, very happy in Shushan. However, there are others there are those that understand that there were two tiers to the joy which took place. And here is where Rebbe Yitzchak comes in. The Malbim, one of the great Pirushim in Nach, also learns like this, explains it based on the same pasuk in Mishlei. The Malbim lives at sort of the later stage of Rebbe Yitzchak's life. So it's first a Kedushas Levi, then a Malbim. They both explain the Vort the same way. They both quote the same pasuk in Mishlei to explain it, but they do it in very, very different ways. Both the Malbim and the Kedushas Levi explain as follows, and here's a Torah which is meaningful. Va'ir Shushan Tzala V'samecha. Jews and non-Jews were both happy. Everyone in Shushan rejoiced at the Purim miracle. We relate to it sometimes that it's just a Jewish. No, it was a joy for everyone when Mordechai was Yatzam Lifnei HaMelech. However, the Jews had an extra joy. What was the Jews' extra joy? La'yehudim ha'isa ora v'simcha v'sason v'yikar. Ir Shushan was just Tzala V'samecha, but we were ora simcha sason v'yikar. We had more going on. What was their joy? And how does it compare to our joy? Why were they happy as opposed to why we were happy? So both the Malbim and the Kedushas Levi quote a pasuk in Mishlei. Pasuk in Mishlei says as follows. Birvos tzadikim yismach ha'am. Uvmashal rasha ye'anech am. When they have more tzadikim, when there's a control, when there's a lot of tzadikim, then the whole nation becomes happy. When Rishayim are in charge, then people sigh. People aren't as happy. Explains the Malbim as follows. This is, I think, if you put the Malbim together in Mishlei Megillas Esther, this is Pshat in the Malbim. When Mordechai came out, Mordechai Yatzal Efnei HaMelech, the entire city of Shushan was happy. Why was the entire city of Shushan happy? For one very simple reason. People love living somewhere where the rulers are just. People love living somewhere where the people in charge are honest and trustworthy. When they're people that you can rely upon. When Mordechai's Yatza Milifnei HaMelech, so long as Haman was in charge, So when Haman was in charge, what happens? Even the non-Jews aren't so happy because Haman is not a trustworthy person. You can't assume there's going to be justice taking place in the city of Shushan. So when Mordechai comes out, part of the rejoicing which took place in Shushan wasn't only amongst the Jews. The non-Jews also were happy. Why were the non-Jews also happy? Because now everything is good. Because now everything is wonderful. Because now we're able to really have a certain kind of pleasure which can exist because there's justice in this world. The Jews are extra happy. Their lives were saved. So we have an extra joy over everyone else. Says Reb Levi Yitzchak as follows. Please listen up for a minute. It's Lucius Levi here in Yom Purim. He says as follows. What's pshat that when there are tzaddikim, yismach am? How come when there are tzaddikim in this world, others are happy? So Says Reb Levi Yitzchak as follows. Requires a bit of understanding of Torah Chassidus. We're going to try to do a good job on this. Ki haklal. The rule is as follows. Kishat tzaddikim mechashvim ve'ovdim es Hashem. When tzaddikim are in a good place, part of the job, part of the role of tzaddikim, tzaddik yisod olam. The tzaddik is the foundation of a world. When the tzaddikim do good things, that changes the way that God interacts with the entire world. It's like the mashal would be, if you're on a sports team, when the star players play well, the whole team is doing better. When the star players are on their A game, so it changes for everyone else. So when tzaddikim over Hashem, afilu ha'am ha'pashat, yesh lahem simcha. When the star players are playing great, everyone is a bit happier. Why? Because the way that their bonus shalom works, when tzaddikim are doing a good thing, there's more joy in the world. Their bonus shalom is misyaches to the people down here in a happier way because there's a higher quality of Torah and mitzvah which is taking place. Says Reb Levi Yitzchak, when Jewish tzaddikim, tzaddik yisod olam, when tzaddikim like Mordechai are in a good place, klapi shmaya, when it's Mordechai yatsa milifnei hamelech, al derech Jewish hamelech in the Megillah refers to the Ribbono shel Olam, when Mordechai leaves the melech, when he stands in front of Hashem, in bilvush malchus, Mordechai is doing well, Mordechai is in a great place, when tzaddikim serve their Ribbono shel Olam well, then the whole world has more joy. The whole world has more joy. They don't even know why, says Reb Levi Yitzchak. They don't even know why. But when tzaddikim are serving their Baruch Shalom well, even the non-Jews in the city of Shushan felt a little bit better. But that's nothing compared to La'yehudim ha'isa ora v'simcha v'sasam v'yikar. You know why for the Jews they had greater simcha? Because the Jews knew why they were happy. The Jews knew why they were happy. They saw Mordechai, and they knew that it was b'schus Mordechai that their world was a better world. They knew that it was b'schus Mordechai that everything was much better. They knew that through the schus of a tzaddik, who was omei lifnei hamelech, who was able to be there, that suddenly everything was going to click a little bit more. We spoke about the kedushas Levi. We spoke about a capacity of Levi Yitzchak to say out ideas with the Hasidic bend and real classic Torah Chassidus, but in a way which is sometimes a little bit easier as an entrance point, a little bit less heavy on the Kabbalah, a little bit less heavy on some of the mysticism, but bringing it in a certain sense. Levi Yitzchak speaks a lot about the role of tzaddikim, not as much as some others maybe, speaks a lot about the role of tzaddikim. And the Kedushas Levi, sometimes, if you want to learn a piece, if you compare it to how other people learn that same sugya, you get something very intriguing. What we saw here about Purim was a ha'ara of Levi Yitzchak, noting it in a way which is different than some of the Rishonim, Ba'ir Shushan Tala V'Samecha. Who was happy after the Purim miracle? Who was happy? Obviously, the Jews were happy, but there was a simcha which took place for the non-Jews also. A simcha which took place for the non-Jews also. What does that mean for the Malbim? They were happy on a Pasha level because there was now just rulers that were going to be in charge. Mordechai was going to be more influential. It was going to be fair. According to Levi Yitzchak, and here's a yisod which is so critical. According to Levi Yitzchak, when tzaddikim worship their Ribbono shel Olam, God relates differently to this world. When big people are learning well, when big people are davening well, so there's a certain joy, that's brought down here, and a certain kind of pleasure, even if they never know why. What's unique about Reb Levi Yitzchak, and here's an idea which you find by a lot of Mikubalim, is the following belief. We sometimes can think, there's in many ways Nefesh HaChaim elements of also, we sometimes can think the only way you impact people is in very practical, like pragmatic terms. He needs something, I gave it to him. He was nervous, I was reassuring.
He had anxiety, I was supportive. He had a need, I provided. That sometimes we can think in the world of others that all I have to do is provide, do for others in whatever way I can. For Levi Yitzchak, and this is true for so many Balei Machshava, a Jew who keeps Torah and mitzvot well, that in and of itself has an influence and an impact in this world. Why? Because if the one on top is calling all the shots, so when the one on top is more kivyachol pleased with what we're doing, is pleased with what we're doing, is happy with the fact that we are bringing a Ribono Shel Olam into this world, so then you know what? There's going to be more simcha everywhere else. And even those that don't know it are going to experience more joy. Even those that can't appreciate it are going to experience more joy, which is why Derech Agav, some Achronim suggest, Matzial Salman, the Shkech Lakewood, in the back of the Sefer Tomer Tzvora, one of the editions, has the discussion about this Yisod. It's why some suggest that Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not only a mitzvah ben Adam lemakom, but it's also a mitzvah ben Adam lechavero. How could it possibly be a mitzvah ben Adam lechavero? Because through learning Torah, it sustains the whole world. Through learning Torah, it impacts what happens out. These are mystical, non-rational ideas in a certain sense, but they're very powerful ideas that mean that when we learn well or we daven well, it does have reverberations in a couple of different directions. So